But the thing you have to keep in mind before you give up is that if you give up, the guarantee is it will never happen.
Keep pushing through it, and you'll make it through the day.
No matter how bad things get, life is beautiful, and things will always be better. Everything is worth it.
Scared? Alone? Unsure of what's to come? This podcast is for our brothers and sisters who struggle with homelessness. Join us on this journey to improve our mental health, to challenge what's possible, to become who we are. Let's ignite hope one spark at a time and set our dreams on fire.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Street Strong podcast. Your host, Tommy, here. So happy for you to join us again. A big thank you, big hug to all of our listeners around the United States and in many different countries now. I'm very humbled, very thankful that you're here. If you are suffering from homelessness, if you know somebody who's suffering from homelessness, please share this podcast, share the good information, share resources, have them join this podcast, join this movement, subscribe. Email me at streetstrongpodcast@outlook.com. Again, that's streetstrongpodcast@outlook.com. I would love to hear your feedback, your recommendations, and some of the resources that you may need or want to learn about. Again, I'm a psychiatric nurse practitioner out in California. I love what I do. Every Friday, I volunteer with my friends on Skid Row in Los Angeles, California. I learned so much from them and their lives and their struggles. And this podcast is a distillation of a lot of those things. And it's really just a chat about some of the serious issues that affect folks who are currently homeless. Notice I said currently homeless because time is ticking. Yeah, you will not always be homeless. There is always hope. There are always resources. There are people who can help you connect the dots, get to that dream, get to that goal of securing a house and getting back on your feet. It's a temporary state. So there are not homeless people. Homelessness is just a temporary state. So good to go. Today, we are going to talk about fentanyl. Fentanyl, fentanyl, fentanyl. It is all over the news these days. It is a giant crisis. Fentanyl. We're going to do a deep dive into what is fentanyl? What is fentanyl used for? How does it affect the brain? What is the difference between fentanyl in a hospital and fentanyl on the street? Why are so many people dying of fentanyl? How strong is fentanyl? How do I know if the drug in front of me is fentanyl? We're going to just do a really deep dive. It's going to be pretty eye-opening. There's some stuff that, you know, I've been studying this stuff for years, and there's stuff that I came across that was, frankly, blew my mind about this. And it's no surprise that so many people, unfortunately, are dying from this. Just a year back, we lost about 67,000 Americans to the fentanyl epidemic. Now, that's 22 9/11s a year. You know, 9/11, we tragically lost about 3,000 people. Okay, that's about 22 9/11s every year we're losing to fentanyl. Can you imagine the scale of this crisis? It's truly heartbreaking. It's in every corner of the United States. Families know about this, and the homeless community is hit by this very hard. I had a friend on Skid Row who was given a cigarette, and he had no idea, but it was laced with fentanyl, and he almost died. He was able to be revived at the last minute. He got emergency care, but he was on a curb, passed out, about to meet his creator. And thank God, a good bystander came through and helped him out, and he is alive and kicking today, doing great things. So we're going to talk about this. This is a big deal. So let's start off. What is fentanyl? Well, fentanyl is a type of medicine called an opioid. And an opioid is kind of special because it affects the brain and the body, and it's meant to reduce pain. Okay, so it's this drug originally from the poppy plant in nature, but opioids are actually, fentanyl is actually synthetic. It's made in a laboratory, and it helps reduce pain and feelings of pain. It can make people feel really euphoric and happy and calm. Okay, that all might sound great, right? And that, sure enough, that's why it's very appealing to a lot of people. The problem with fentanyl, as you will see pretty soon here, is that the difference between a happy, calm dose and a deadly dose where you stop breathing is very tiny and minuscule. And it's impossible to tell where that margin is. It's impossible to tell the difference between the dose that relieves pain and makes you feel better and the dose that will kill you. And of course, any kind of street opioid, street fentanyl, is extremely dangerous. We'll talk about this more in detail later, but suffice it to say, just because something makes you feel good in the moment does not mean it is destroying your health and it could kill you on the spot. So, you know, I realize these are tough things to talk about, but we need to have these kind of conversations to really spread knowledge. Knowledge is power, right? If we know things, we can prevent a lot of harm. So fentanyl is an opioid. Opioids are used in hospital settings to treat pain. And when they're managed appropriately with doses that we know about under medical supervision, that's a different story. But when they're out on the street, it becomes the Wild West. It becomes deadly very fast, and it's very scary. So we want to, you know, we talked about the hospital fentanyl and the street fentanyl. Those are really the two types of fentanyl. They're both made in a lab synthetically. They're created in a lab, okay? In the hospital, you'll see it. People take fentanyl after surgery or for advanced stage cancer. And of course, illegal fentanyl, street fentanyl, is distributed through all kinds of networks. We won't go into that today so much. But it has a heroin-like effect, okay? It's a little bit like heroin for folks that have used that on the street, except it's about 50 times stronger than heroin. Now, heroin is already extremely powerful. Imagine something 50 times stronger than heroin. It's 100 times stronger than morphine. And it's just, like I said, wiping people out left and right. 150 people a day are dying from fentanyl overdoses, okay? And right now, actually, in America, if you're under the age of 50, fentanyl is involved in more deaths than heart disease, cancer, and all other accidents. It's the leading cause of death. It's a major, major problem, okay? The opioid deaths have actually tripled in the last few years. Now, you might know fentanyl as China White, Dance Fever, Friend, Goodfellas, Jackpot, Murder 8, TNT, Tango and Cash, whatever you call it. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about out there. Now, I want to make something really clear as well. This podcast episode does not assume, here at Street Strong, we do not assume that everyone who's homeless is taking fentanyl. That is definitely not the case. Definitely not the case. In fact, the vast majority of the people that I see on Skid Row, for mental health reasons, they are not taking fentanyl. So I want to just clear the air on this. The issue is not just fentanyl and people addicted to fentanyl. The issue is that fentanyl is in everything else nowadays. So when you're on the street and you're feeling really down, you're depressed, you're nervous, you're anxious, you have no hope for the future, and you're just trying to take any kind of pill for anything. The problem is fentanyl is now sneaking into all of the drugs out there. It's sneaking into Adderall pills. It's sneaking into benzodiazepines like Xanax and Valium. It's sneaking into eye drops and pills that look like prescription pills. We'll get into that in a little bit, but you know, it's sneaking into everything. And so if you're out there homeless and you're feeling really down. Sure enough, I've met a lot of folks that they just want the pain to end in some way. They want to feel better. They're, you know, being without a home, it can feel very dangerous and uncertain and hopeless. And why do people go to drugs? It's not because they're failing. It's not because they're making bad choices. The folks I meet go to drugs because they're trying to cope with a really terrifying reality, a reality that is dark and dangerous and feels very hopeless in the moment. Okay. And that's why I believe they have gone to drugs. Now, the first thing I want to, not the first thing, but another thing I want to talk about when it comes to fentanyl. If you imagine a bowl of broccoli soup, just imagine a bowl of warm broccoli soup in front of you, okay? If you don't like broccoli, that's not the point. Just imagine a bowl of warm broccoli cheddar soup, okay? Now imagine you just sprinkle a little bit of salt on that soup. I want you to imagine that sprinkle is all it takes for you to die from a fentanyl overdose. That little sprinkle of fentanyl is all that is needed in a pill that you take that you think is Adderall or that you think is Xanax or that you think is some other pill that you think is safe. And it's just a little sprinkle of that is all it takes to kill you from a fentanyl overdose. So that's terrifying. That's a small amount. That's a very small amount. And any time that you get a pill out there on the street to feel better, we're playing Russian roulette out there, because it just takes a sprinkle of that stuff to kill us. And we really don't know in what pills is fentanyl creeping around in, you know, and you might ask, well, why would this be in these pills? What is the point of that? Why would someone want to do that? Well, it's the reason that people want those pills to have fentanyl is because fentanyl is very powerful. And so it's very addicting. It's very powerful and it's very addicting. So a lot of suppliers want to add fentanyl to random things because it will addict you and it will keep you coming back to buy more drugs. And it's also very cheap to produce. So from a business side, it makes perfect sense why you would want fentanyl in every single thing. It's like if you had the best tasting chocolate chips on the planet and you wanted to sprinkle them in every different kind of dish you could find, like muffins and cookies, and you wanted to put it in cakes, and you wanted to put it in, you get my point, donuts. The only problem is you can't see fentanyl. You can't taste fentanyl. You can't smell fentanyl. You have no idea if fentanyl is in that thing that was just handed to you. And, you know, that's what makes this so difficult. It's invisible. You can't detect it. At least you can't, with your eyes and your mouth and your ears and your nose. Your five senses cannot detect fentanyl. There are such things as fentanyl test strips. We will do a future episode on test strips. Can't emphasize that enough. What I'll say today is if you can get your hands on fentanyl test strips, if you know somebody who knows somebody who can get fentanyl test strips, please do so. Read the guidelines. Figure out how to test your stuff for fentanyl. Again, I'll go into that in a future episode, but if you can get your hands on fentanyl test strips to try and see if what you're getting has fentanyl, then that would be wonderful. Now, you cannot prove that it does not have fentanyl. It still could have fentanyl even if you're testing it, but it's safer to use test strips to know what you're getting into. Again, I'm going to go into that at a separate episode. So we talked about how fentanyl, a little bit sprinkle in your soup, a little sprinkle of it can kill. We talked about how anything out there on the street could have fentanyl in it. Why? Because it's cheap to produce. It makes things so much more powerful and addicting. Now, some folks might say, well, that doesn't apply to me. I have a safe source. You know, I know my source is safe. The problem is these drugs are made in 90 different places by 90 different people, and things can change 90 different ways, and not everybody in that supply chain really knows what's going on at all times. So there is no such thing as a safe source. There is no such thing. There's no way to know that your source is safe because there's so many steps in this chain, we just don't know, okay? You can't see the whole supply chain. And so that's really the problem. And you know, there are even some folks out there who make these pills deadly because it proves that their batch is deadly, and thus it's desirable. It shows that it's powerful. And so people like to sweeten their batch of whatever drug it is to show, oh, I got powerful stuff. Well, let me tell you something. If you're out there and you are not feeling good, your mental health is hurting, and you feel depressed, you feel down, you feel traumatized, there are memories that haunt you, there are all kinds of things and all kinds of reasons why you may want to drown out those horrible feelings. What you're going through, it makes sense. There are so many people suffering like you. There are people who have been there before. They have beaten addiction. They have gotten help. They've survived. They keep fighting. They find resources. You can do that. We can absolutely get to that place, my friend. We can absolutely do that. And in mental health, whether we're talking about prescription mental health medications, whether we're talking about talk therapy, talking in front of a shrink, talking in front of a counselor, calling a crisis line, whatever it is, there are other ways to feel a heck of a lot better about your situation, and ways that won't kill you, ways that won't get you hooked on a drug that will make you miserable and full of withdrawal, that will change you as a person, right? There are ways that we can escape this stuff and find help, right? That there are ways to do that. And so if you're out there and you're looking for something to feel better, just enter the world, enter the jungle of beautiful resources that so many mental health professionals have available to you. In my show notes, in my podcast show notes, I have a good list. It's not totally complete, but it's a really darn good list of resources that you can tap into: hotlines, text lines, 24/7 crisis lines like 988. You can call 988 anytime you feel suicidal. Anytime you have emotional distress, you can call that line. It's 24/7 to just have somebody to talk to about what you're going through. I have resources in those show notes for you to access, to hand to your friends and family, to share these resources with your local homeless shelters, because there's so much out there. There's so much out there. I can tell you all, being in mental health for 15 years or so, there are beautiful people out there that have dedicated their lives to helping other people. And if you're suffering out there, there are beautiful people who have walked those trails before you. They've patted them down nice and clean and steady, so you can walk behind them in those same footsteps, and you can get help, and you can get in secured housing, right? And you got to be sober to get into secured housing most of the time. So there is help for you. So many people have done it before, and the people that I've seen who have overcome addiction, who've gotten rid of street drugs and gotten mental health help and talked to somebody about their issues, those people, their lives are changed. They're smiling. They've lost weight. They've gone back to school to get their diploma, to learn IT. They've become pastors. They've become, they've started to work at bakeries and restaurants. These people are so much happier now that they've been able to get some help and steer clear of street drugs. I'm not here to judge. In fact, talking to folks on Skid Row for a while now, for about a year now, I completely understand why drugs are so appealing. Some of you have gone through such unimaginable horrors in your life, unimaginable stress, unimaginable, I just made that word up, unimaginable levels of pain and rejection. It makes so much sense that drugs would appeal to you. It makes sense. You're doing the best with what you have to end the pain, to cope with the pain. But trust me, there are so many ways to cope with that pain that are beautiful and will help you grow and move you forward and give you energy and make you feel proud of yourself. They're out there. Check my podcast resources in my show notes. Ask questions in your community. Get linked with resources. You're always about 20 questions away from changing your life. In fact, let's whittle that down. You're really one question away from changing your life, because it takes one person that you ask, and that person can link you up, and it starts this domino effect where your entire life is changed. So scratch what I said. I don't edit my podcast. I could go ahead and edit that out, but I'm not going to edit it. I like real talk. I like just chatting with you like you're in my damn living room. And the way I like to chat about things is I like to just be real. And the real skinny here is you are one question away from changing your life. And somebody's out there who has an answer for you. Somebody's out there who has a resource for you that will change your life. And you can find that person today. They are out there. Last thing I'll say before we go, call 911. If you or someone you know is about to overdose, you're in a dangerous situation with fentanyl or opioids or street drugs, call 911, okay? Ask for naloxone. Naloxone will do a future episode, but it reverses a lot of these opioid overdoses. Ask for naloxone resources. Ask for those test strips we talked about. Get those out there as often as you can. Consult your local resources to make sure everything's peaches and cream and you're doing things the right way, state by state, county by county. Everybody has their own rules. But the bottom line is we've got to help each other. We've got to get this knowledge out there. We've got to get these resources out there. We've got to keep up hope because there is always hope. There is always room for growth and love and achievement in our lives. You guys got this. You've got it. You're going to achieve your dreams. I'm so happy to be here with you again. More podcasts to come. Bless you all. Love you. Big hug. Again, please subscribe to this podcast. Leave reviews and spread the word that this podcast is out there for homeless folks. And please message me. Again, streetstrongpodcast@outlook.com. streetstrongpodcast@outlook.com. Y'all take care. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Street Strong. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this podcast with every single person you know who is struggling with homelessness. And remember that famous line from Mr. Rogers: when the day turns into night and you're way beyond my sight, I'll think of you.